Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Apples are optional.
We got so much to talk to you about. But yeah. Let's start with Francisco Cervelli. For fans that maybe heard or didn't hear yesterday, he's leaving the Pittsburgh Pirates. How is that all happening?
Well, he was down doing rehab, and he requested a trade, and the Pirates gave him his release to accommodate that. And it's pretty much a done deal that he's going to go to the Atlanta Braves, who need some catching. They've got Brian McCann is hurt. They're a regular catcher. So good for him that he gets a chance to go to a team that is leading their division, who is going to get into postseason play unless something crazy happens. So we wish him well. He's a very popular guy. He was a good major league catcher in terms of the overall numbers. He had a great personality. I think everybody enjoyed his stay here. I know I certainly did, and wish him well. Part of the business that guys move around, and he was here for 4 years, and got to know him, got to like him, and hope it goes well for him. I hope he stays healthy and in Atlanta, you know, with all the concussions, and I think the Pirates did a good job of trying to protect him for a life after baseball, where it would be healthy, and they played on a side of caution to make sure that he didn't get any more concussions while he's here in Pittsburgh.
You know, Steve, I think one of the things that endeared him to the fans was his view of how to play the game.
Absolutely. You know, everybody that plays Major League Baseball loves the game, but some guys wear it on their sleeve. You remember Manny Sanguin or other, you know, catchers, and you just see they're having the time of their life out there. And the other thing about Francisco is he got knocked down. He got knocked around like every catcher does, but I think more so for him. But every time he got knocked down, he got back up. You know, he's not like the punching thing you had. And I love the way that he wanted to play every day, and he did get beat up, and the concussions just kept coming, and the foul tips and the bat swings that went around and hit him on the back of the head. It was just like you held your breath so many times when he got hurt, but he got up. And I love that about him, that he wanted to be out there all the time. And I'm going to miss him. I miss those kind of personalities because I don't know if we have as many personalities in the game as we used to. Maybe that's just an old view, but I liked him a lot.
Well, we'll wish Francisco Cervelli all the best. And speaking of that punching thing, the Cincinnati Reds come to PNC Park. Here we go.
High and tight.
This could be wild tonight. Well, we know the weather is going to be great for the weekend, and the Reds are coming to town. Still a little tension between the teams.
Yeah, there is an edge. And, you know, there's always been an edge between the Cincinnati Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates since the days of Doc Ellis when he went into their clubhouse and said, "Nothing personal, guys. I'm just going to hit everybody tonight."
Oh, jeez.
And that is a true story. He just went in and, you know, hey guys, and he announced it to them. And the great, well, not, I don't know if you can call it great, but he hit a black guy, a Latino guy, and a white guy. Pete Rose thought, okay, he's at quota. and the next pitch got him right in the ribs.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
that's amazing.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the fans, they like the little spice that it adds to the little tension in there, what adds to the fans' interest, certainly in this game over the weekend. And by the way, last night, you had Mike Lang in the booth with you and Greg Brown. I enjoyed every second of that. And people may have forgotten Mike Lang, voice of the Penguins, worked with you doing baseball, and they had that great little video of you two. Mike looked like he was in high school when he did that.
I know. It wasn't last Thursday when we worked together, but we had so much fun because it was the early days of cable baseball. So there was a lot of latitude, and we'd pretend to rip pages out of the World News or the National Enquirer, and these crazy stories we'd read every once in a while. But, you know, Mike originally wanted to do baseball and did baseball, and we had a lot of fun. But the bottom line is he taught me so much about the trying to be a broadcaster, so much about inflection and let the moment live and you know, the basic fundamentals of what you need to do and what you need not to do. So along the way, we did have a lot of fun, and Greg Brown was 12 years old when he joined us.
Yeah.
and Greg really still to this day considers Mike Lang his mentor, and rightfully so, because you know, Greg was you know, he was going to be good, and I think Mike just helped him so much become what he has become, in my mind, one of the best in the business. So it was like a family reunion.
Yeah, it was really fun to watch story. As a fan.
Yeah, the Bartles and James and the rug, the hairpiece that I had that was a piece of blue Bigelow carpet. So, I mean, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, it was one of those nights, and you try to keep up with the ball game, but when you get an opportunity to bring in a Hall of Famer to sit with you for a few innings that loves the game of baseball and is one of the greatest hockey announcers, I think, that there could ever be. That was a joy. And in the middle of that, Stephen Brault was pitching his second really, really good game in a row. And so, you know, we're trying to enjoy that along the way, and happy for him that he's starting to figure it out. And hopefully he can keep on putting a step forward in his progress.
Well, there are certainly a lot of things going on with the team that you can watch and you can enjoy, like Stephen Brault and Brian Reynolds, what he is doing with the bat. Things to look forward to as a fan as we go down the home stretch here of the season.
Yeah, but what you do have to keep track of is that it is ugly right now. When both aspects go down, the hitting and the pitching, and they both are down, it's not pleasant. It's not easy to watch. It's not easy to be a part of that. I've been on teams like that, and I've been like that too, by the way. So I know what a struggle it can be. But you've got to figure out this team. Is it the team that was so good in the first half, or is it the team that is so bad here in the second half? You got to figure out what kind of team you have, and you got 5 weeks to kind of figure out as much as you can to take into the off season to see which direction you need to go in. And it's not just a quick fix of just spending $30 million on a player. This team needs more of a fix than one big arm or one big bat. You wouldn't mind seeing a splash like that, but there's a lot of things that need to be examined, scrutinized, all the way top to bottom, because there is accountability with a Major League Baseball team, with a Major League team in any sport. So there's a lot to be looked at in the next 5 weeks, and then there's a lot to be dealt with in the off season. So here we are. The reality is that it really is bad right now, and you hope that you can find something out in the next 5 weeks.
Well, I'll tell you what you can look forward to. Steve Blass at the Circus Saints and Sinners, the Bob Prince Tent, Man of the Year, the dinner honoring and toasting Mr. Blass Monday, September 16th at the Lamont, helping Cystic Fibrosis Foundation of Western Pennsylvania and Brothers Brother. Steve, thank you. And Monday we'll be talking about this magic ticket that people can get for Junior Achievement that we're working on with Dennis Guilfoyle too.
Absolutely. And that number, by the way, that winning ticket is going to be drawn next Thursday down at Rocky Patel's Burn establishment. So we're going to have a lot of fun down there. And Junior Achievement is something that's been becoming quite dear and near to my heart.
Yeah, and whoever wins is going to have a whole lot of new friends.
Is that because you just want to hang out with young people?
Yep.
Steve Blass, a pirate for life.
Listen to you. He is young. At heart,
saying.
Always.
Of course. Steve, thanks. Have a great weekend.
All right. Appreciate the visit, guys. Thank you.
Keep the gloves on and make sure Greg doesn't let you get down on that field if things get wild.
Oh, I know. We've got a cut man up in the booth in case it gets crazy up in the booth.
There you go.
We got some Q-tips and we're ready to go.
All right. Steve Blass.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.